The torch has been passed.
The Olympic torch, that is. It's making its way through the prefectures of Japan. The traditional carrying of the Olympic symbol has been rerouted several times since the relay began in late March, just like plans have changed several times for how the nation will host the games while there are concerns about the spread of coronavirus. More than 15,000 athletes, Olympians and Paralympians, were originally scheduled to travel to Japan for the games. Their postponement from last summer to this one marked the first time since 1896 that the modern games were ever put off and rescheduled, and polls have shown that most Japanese are still opposed to having the games this summer. Since COVID-19 started spreading, health officials say Japan has recorded more than 580,000 positive tests overall. That's less than dozens of countries that have smaller populations than Japan's, but with a new wave of infections spreading in the Asian country, new restrictions are being put in place, and new questions are being raised about the upcoming Olympics. They're currently set to begin on July 23rd. We've reported how fans from other countries won't be allowed. What about fans from Japan itself?
Olympic officials say they're prepared to have no spectators at the Tokyo Games. With the Olympics just months away, officials still have yet to make a decision on how many people, if any, can attend. They say they're postponing their decision until June because of pandemic developments. Overseas spectators have already been banned. Japan is currently struggling to contain a fourth wave of COVID-19 cases. The Prime Minister has just declared yet another state of emergency in Tokyo and several other prefectures. Meantime, Japan has fully vaccinated less than 1% of its population. The situation here on the ground has once again reignited doubts as to whether or not Japan can successfully hold the games. But organizers say that they're confident. Officials have just released new detail on COVID-19 countermeasures in a 30-page Olympic playbook. All participants are required to take two COVID-19 tests before entering Japan. Athletes and close contacts will be tested every day. While athletes are not required to quarantine for 14 days here in Japan, their movements will be restricted and tracked with smartphone apps. For athletes, it is clear that these games will be like no other. They'll be socially distanced, and handshakes and hugs are not allowed. But despite these COVID-19 countermeasures, experts are still concerned that these games could turn into a super spreader event. One that not only spreads more contagious COVID-19 variants throughout Japan, but also around the world. During a press conference, the Tokyo 2020 CEO Toshihiro Muto was asked if postponing the Tokyo Games again is an option. He said that with the Beijing Olympics in 2022, the Paris Games in 2024, and all of the logistical challenges involved, he said that another postponement would be, quote, probably not practical. Selena Wang, CNN, Tokyo.